I've been, you know, planning on getting here. I worked out my work schedule. We traveled from Minneapolis with three kids in the car, and we did the hotel thing, and we got over here, and finally I walk off the bus, and Nancy Winsor says, "Would you like to play a concert tonight?" Like, oh, wow. Well, great. You know, I thought, well, yeah, you know, and this is basically what came out of my mouth. And so she said, "Well, yes or no?" And I said, "Well, yes." And so we, I just found a few time, moments to warm up, and so here I am. And it's amazing to be in these mountains. It's amazing to be with so many friendly people. I'm just like, wow. This is, don't you wish the worst of the world was this way? Certainly in my situation where I can get the before and after picture of just walking right off the bus and going, hi. But anyway, I am playing, I was actually sort of had the plan of doing this next Saturday, but I'm very happy to be here. And I'm going to be doing, you know, various other pieces, various pieces that are etudes, some of my own compositions, some pieces of the Rococo period. I also, just give a little background, and I'm not sure if anyone's read a bio or anything, like I said, I'm right off the bus, but the situation is that I am a faculty over at the University of St. Thomas with the guitar program there. I also teach music literature, various, you know, hybrids of music, you know, world music, music of the Americas, regular Western European music history, that kind of stuff. So if I get sort of verbose and lecture-y, please excuse me. But the situation is that the very first pieces I'll be playing are by a composer named Carcassi. They're basic etudes that are written to warm up the hands, and certainly this is apropos for my situation here. So, first one is an etude number 3. By Carcassi in A major. Two more I forgot to mention. One in A minor, and actually they're both in A minor. One is a slower tempo, and one is in an allegro. Thank you. So that's the warm-up. The next set of pieces are four sonatas that are written by a gentleman named Domenico Scarlatti. And it's interesting to kind of deal with him because he actually wrote over 550 sonatas written for harpsichord, which was definitely the instrument of the day. The Rococo period basically is between 1725 and 1775. And it's interesting in relationship to Domenico Scarlatti in regards to the fact that he is basically the bridge between the Baroque period. Most people think of Bach as the late Baroque composer in relationship to Mozart, who is the basic classical composer. This is, you know, music history in a nutshell here, folks, but the situation is that he was in a situation of where he had kind of the pathos and the sort of pain and struggle in relationship to the art of Baroque, but yet also has an element of the, if you will, easy listening of the classical period also. Interestingly enough, he was in the court of Spain when he wrote many of these sonatas, and to a certain degree, classical guitarists have sort of, adopted a lot of his music, at least stuff that would be considered transcribable for classical guitar. Another fun note of the fact is that he was a virtuoso at harpsichord, but he ran into a situation in this lavish courtly life where he wasn't able to play a lot of his literature because he was one that would like to put his one hand over another as he would play various compositions, but his body became so portly that he wasn't able to reach
Thank you.
when you're in the hot seat here, it's amazing because all of a sudden the time is an abstract, you know, time warp, you know. You should talk to Einstein about this. I have three particular compositions of my own that I wrote. The first one is a romance. The second one I entitled The Wedding Ring Shuffle. 10 years ago I was married and I had this interesting appendage on my hand and I thought I'd use it since I use the rest of my fingers. Why not use the sort of symbol too? And then also the last one, which I call the Halfdan Tarantella. Because of the rhythm actually is a tarantella, and I thought, well, okay, so what does tarantella mean? So I go and I look it up, and I realize that it means devil's dance. Unfortunately, I also put my wife's maiden name along with it. I apologize later. But anyway, here it is.